South Australia is full of innovative women who the Winnovation Awards want to recognise and celebrate. The Winnovation Awards uncover these unsung heroes, the difference makers, the mavericks, the women whose initiative can have impact all over the world. Joining me now is Vice President and one of the 2014 Winnovation Award winners, Tanya Jolly. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Ian.
For anyone who amazingly does not know anything about the Winnovation Awards, can you tell our listeners what they are?
Certainly. So what we endeavour to do is to be able to recognise, elevate and celebrate the amazing innovative women in South Australia. Most of those women, we started off with recognising women specifically in the STEM industries. So those industries that are typically male dominated, so your science, technology, engineering, maths. That's now grown out to an acronym called STEAM, so we've included the arts in that. And then we also decided that there were so many other amazing women working in fields such as in the rural areas, in business, in government. And then there were other women that didn't quite fit into any sort of those categories. So we've got an open category. And this year we've got a social impact category as well. So we're looking for those women that are working in the not-for-profit sector, that are doing some really amazing things with, some really bright ideas. So the whole emphasis of the awards is actually to recognise and be able to award those women who are doing, as you said before, those groundbreaking changes, being really innovative in their industries. And women typically are not ones to put their hand up and sort of say, look what I'm doing over here, it's fantastic. So the awards do that for them.
And how do you find these women who are contributing and making these great innovations?
So that's via our awards, and what we ask the South Australian community to do is to nominate those fabulous women that they know. So you can go online to our website, www.winnovation.com.au, and go to our awards page, and there is a very easy online section on there which allows you to nominate other women for the awards. You don't have to pick a category, you just need to give us their name. Mobile phone number would be great, and just a couple of lines about what it is that they do and what makes them so fabulous. But for those women that are confident enough, and we certainly hope to see a lot of those this year, we'd like to also see them self-nominate. And after the nomination's done, those women then need to go on and do a small application, which actually then goes into a lot more detail that tells us about what they do, how they do it, and how it's so groundbreaking and innovative within their own industries.
And you've got till next Friday, I think it is that right, to nominate?
Yeah. August the 11th. That's exactly right. Well, it's actually not just the nomination. The applications close August the 11th as well. So we're really asking people to get behind those women who they know and nominate them really quickly. So in the next few days, and then that gives those women a little bit of time to do the application. It's not a rigorous application. It, you know, really probably takes them only a couple of hours or less to do, and it can be done either via last year we had video applications. Actually, we've just changed to a new platform. I'm not sure whether we'll have video applications this year, but it's still, it's not a great deal of time, so for you to actually fill out those applications, and we'd really love to hear from everybody and anybody that's, you know, really groundbreaking and changing stuff within the industries that they work in.
And does the Winnovation Awards have a broader objective, not just recognising and awarding a person, but do they become like ambassadors then for, you know, women in these industries and the arts?
Definitely. So the broader objective is to obviously give those women the confidence that they deserve to know that they are amazing, that they are doing great things. By doing that, those women then become, have that confidence to then go out and actually do better. They're recognised by their peers, so that's a really, really big thing. To be recognised within your own industry as an award winner is something that is also groundbreaking within their own careers. And then as an organisation, we do our very best to find all sorts of opportunities. And when we hear about things, we do go back to our alumni and we tap them on the shoulder and say, look, we've got this opportunity. We think this might be great for you. You know, would you be interested in, you know, either doing a radio interview or a news interview, or, you know, somebody's asked for a speaker at this or that. So we do, as an organisation, we really do our very best to keep pushing and putting our alumni forward, which elevates them. And one of our alumni, Dr. Karen Nelson Field, you know, has gone all around the world speaking, has been recognised by the likes of Google and Microsoft, and you know, she's at the top of her game internationally. And we're very proud to have her as an alumni of our organisation, and you know, we're very proud that part of what the process of her winning our awards has helped to kick her career on as well. But she's a fabulous example of what we're about.
Well, you're also an example of what indeed you are about. You were one of the 2014 award recipients. What did you actually win for?
I was. So we had different categories back then, but mine was the manufacturing and defence category. So I was very privileged to have been recognised in that, yes.
And how did being awarded a Winnovation help you develop?
So, again, it was I was blown away on that evening. You know, didn't for a second think that I would have a chance of winning. But it gives you the confidence to actually realise that other people think and understand what it is that you do, and they recognise just how amazing and how groundbreaking it is. So that then propelled me to go on and apply for some other fairly prestigious awards, and also programs, I should say. So the following year, in 2015, I applied for the Springboard program. Only 10 women are selected across Australia each year for that, and I was privileged enough to be a part of the Springboard 2015 group, and that's about supporting and choosing scalable and sustainable global businesses. And that program puts you through a fairly rigorous boot camp, and it teaches you how to pitch for VC money and go out and get equity investors and so forth, so that you can actually then take your business globally. That's been incredibly successful. This year I'm part of EY's Entrepreneurs Asia Pacific group, so very proud and privileged to be a part of that. And look, it all started with the likes of the Winnovation Awards. So it really is amazing what you can do.
So applications have to be in by next Friday, the 11th of August. And when are the awards actually given out?
Okay, so we then have a judging period, and the awards are going to be celebrated at Bendigo Bank in their lovely premises in Weymouth Street on the 6th of October, and we're going to be joined by Minister Khayyam Ma and some other government officials, and a whole lot of fabulous partners and sponsors that we have that allow us to keep ourselves going. We are a completely not-for-profit organisation, and our board is completely run by volunteers. So we all of our professional board donate their time, which is quite significant to keep the organisation going and growing from year to year as we are.
Well, look forward to hearing the announcements when they're made in October. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ian, and thanks for your time.
That was Tanya Jolly, the Vice President of the Winnovation Awards, and she was speaking about this year's upcoming ceremony, which happens in October, and applications for the awards are open now and are closing on Friday the 11th of August. So if you do know a woman who you'd like to be recognised, you can apply online to have them included in the awards, but you've got to get it all completed by Friday the 11th, so get on it right now. Now is your chance to apply if you do know someone, an innovative South Australian woman. Come